This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This weekend, Patrick Ball brings his passion for the words, music, and history of Ireland to New Mexico. A celebrated Celtic harper and storyteller will be at the Old San Isidro Church in Corrales Saturday night with his portrait of the 18th century Irish musician Turlough O'Carolan. And Patrick Ball travels to the Harwood Museum in Taos Sunday afternoon for his solo program of Harp and Story. And we have Patrick Ball on the phone with us this morning. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks, Spencer.
It took you a while as a young man, I know, to connect with the culture of your Irish ancestors. When you did, what was it about the music and that storytelling that excited you?
Musically, it's a very simple thing, actually. I happened to be at a Renaissance fair in Northern California, and I suddenly heard the most astonishing sound, and it was the sound of a wire-strung Celtic harp. These harps were played in Ireland 1,000 years ago, but they died out 200 years ago for musical and political reasons. And suddenly, as I was walking along this fair, I encountered the man who was the first person to make them again after they had died out, and he was trying to sell them at a fair. So that was my musical experience. Hmm. And when I was at university, I got a master's degree in Irish history, so I knew a great deal about Irish history, but I didn't encounter the oral tradition until I went over there to write a master's thesis, and I got so swept away by the wordplay and the lyricism of traditional storytelling. That's how I started doing this.
Tell me a bit about the Saturday night show in Corrales. It's called Turlough O'Carolan's Farewell to Music, and you call it a solo theater piece.
Well, it is. It's simply me in costume portraying a fellow whose name was Charles McCabe. And Charles McCabe was Turlough O'Carolan's best friend and traveling companion. And because I studied Irish history for such a long time, I knew that the period that he lived in was a desperately oppressive time if you were Irish, and particularly Irish Catholic. And yet when I heard O'Carolan's music, I was absolutely stunned by the beauty and the uplift of this music. And I was concerned about how somebody that lived in such a dark time, and yet somehow he summoned up the strength of character, and write gorgeous music which uplifted the spirits and hearts of his countrymen, and that's why he's beloved to this day. So it's a story of a great legendary Irish figure and his music.
That's the program that you will be presenting in Corrales. Sunday afternoon, you have a different program that you're presenting at the Harwood Museum in Taos.
Right. The harp is the same, the brass-strung Celtic harp, but the stories are different. Sort of a blending of traditional and literary stories with the music, and just the excitement and the passion of Irish storytelling combined with the wire-strung harp. The intriguing thing about this harp is that it was played 1,000 years ago. Almost all the music that was played up until about 200 years ago was lost. Mm-hmm. O'Carolan's music survived. But when the wire-strung harp ceased to be played, a great deal of the music was gone forever. So some of the music that I play was dredged back from these old pieces of music which we were able to unearth. It seemed to have the power to take people back in time. The Irish people always believed that this instrument was, to some extent, the gateway between what they called our world and the other world. When this instrument was played, the veil that separates these two worlds would be drawn aside, and people like us could cross over into the other world, and the people over there could come over to us for a brief period of time. So it had a very important place in mythology and spirituality in ancient Ireland.
Celtic harper and storyteller Patrick Ball presents two separate shows this weekend in New Mexico. Saturday night at 7:30 at the Old San Isidro Church in the village of Corrales, and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Harwood Museum in Taos. For tickets, go to musicincorrales.org or harwoodmuseum.org. Patrick, wishing you a great visit to New Mexico.
Thanks, Spencer. I appreciate that.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.